From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is accusing Republicans of trying to ride Americans' frustration with the economy to victory in the midterm elections. Mr. Obama spent part of his Sunday at Ohio State University. NPR's Don Gagne, who is traveling with the president, says Mr. Obama is well aware a lot is riding on Ohio in the upcoming elections.
The governorship is up for grabs. There's an open U.S. Senate seat, and there are several hotly contested U.S. House races held by Democrats that the Democrats are in danger of losing this year. So all of that is what brought the president first to a fundraiser in Cleveland, then to a big rally, a big evening rally outdoors in the heart of the Ohio State University campus. It drew 35,000 people.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in Ohio. Democrats and Republicans continue to argue about campaign finance after the White House suggested the U.S. Chamber of Commerce could be using foreign money to back Republican congressional candidates. NPR's Kathy Lohr says money, who's got it, and where it's going has become a very hot-button issue 2 weeks before the midterm elections.
Private groups are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into GOP campaigns, but Republican strategist Liz Cheney said there's no evidence to prove accusations from the Obama administration that secret foreign money is being used in the campaigns.
What he's really doing is attempting to limit people's exercise of their First Amendment. I believe he's attempting to chill political speech. He's hoping that by making this allegation of illegality, that people will stop contributing.
Cheney made the comments on CBS's Face the Nation. Former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Howard Dean, said the public has a right to know if foreign money is being used to finance these campaigns. But under the law, groups not directly linked to political parties don't have to disclose that. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Thousands of people have fled their homes in the northern Philippines as a mega typhoon has made landfall this past hour and is causing heavy downpours and strong winds in the area. The BBC's Kate McGowan reports from Manila.
Typhoon Meggie is the biggest storm to hit the Philippines this year. Emergency services in the northern provinces of Isabela and Cagayan have been stocking up on food and medicines. Schools are shut, sea travel has been cancelled, and thousands of soldiers and volunteers are on standby in case of flooding and landslides. The Philippines is regularly hit by severe weather. Last year, Typhoon Ketsana claimed the lives of at least 250 people and left large areas of the capital underwater.
The BBC's Kate McGowan reporting from Manila. The storm is expected to head toward China after coming ashore in the Philippines. Asian markets were mostly lower today, but Japanese shares were up as Google's earnings boosted technology stocks. Japan's Nikkei rose 0.5%. This is NPR News. In Mexico, officials say gunmen in the border city of Ciudad Juarez have killed a local official and his son. A motive is not clear, but the city just across the border from El Paso, Texas, has been plagued with drug violence for years. The two were slain by unidentified gunmen last night at their house. Fiji has finally admitted the official documents granting it independence from Britain are lost. Stuart Cohen reports the admission comes just after the tiny Pacific Island nation has just celebrated four decades of independence.
After spending 5 years looking for the historic legal documents that officially gave Fiji independence from Britain, the government has had to admit it doesn't know where they are. An official archivist says that several government departments were contacted and several offices where the documents might have been kept were searched, with no success. The admission comes just days after the country celebrated its 40th year of independence. The documents were presented to the Fijian government in October of 1970 by Prince Charles. The country's first constitution was based on those papers. Fiji has had to contact British officials for help. They were able to provide a photocopy of the country's independence order. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
3 million subscribers in New York and Philadelphia have been in the dark over the weekend since the two companies cannot agree on a new deal for programming fees. Fox pulled its channels and programming while negotiators talked about what Cablevision will have to pay to carry those channels. Meantime, sports fans in the areas were out of luck when it came to watching the opening National League playoff baseball game and Sunday's New York Giants game. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington. Support.